Mishin Chav Tes Sif Chav Gimel. So the Chaver says, "Nois Tzvoig v'Chetichas Begadim Yveshim." So you can take. I don't want to be merapa the wound. I want to protect it from being scratched, etc. That's not considered refuah, and that's mutter. So I want to take a tzvoig, this piece of a sponge, or pieces of dry pieces of clothing, which are new, and they don't tend to have the same softness, etc., which functions as drawing out stuff from the wound, which is negative, which is not refuah. You don't want your clothing to rub against the maka and scratch it. So that's mutter. You can't use old ones. That cloth happens to tend to be merapim. I think the way it works is that it tends to draw out the blood, which they consider that being a refuah, would take out any like negative pus and stuff like that, which is in the wound. Animal yeshanim shalanostam of me'alam alamaka. They work once. Of mehayikvar alamaka fili yeshanim shori the shuvei and merapim. They only heal. They only have a refuah element one time. So if they've been used, so there's no refuah, then you're just putting it there for protection purposes. Mishnah Berurah in Ches v'Chadashim says they have to be new. So we gave two examples: the swag and the shmatas. So I'm atazed because of the high v'Chadashim loy koya swag. There's no difference between new and old cases of a swag. The hosam I feel be yeshanim shori sheinam merapim. That's how the Tazer says. Look at that's the Torah. That's not how the Torah understands it. King Kassel Yerubba by Mitzvah Mishin Aleph. The Cotton Chavez Hetik Shom Mechar Beloshon the Torah. The Swag Merapa. Well, like Kavanah said, Mechar Beshom Raka Swag Lach Mitzarachian. So, is it Swag Merapa? Is it not Merapa? Is it difference between wet or dry, new or old? Mitzarachian. Okay. Chav Dalad. Noisim ola agami maka b'Shabbos. You can take a leaf and put it over the maka on Shabbos. Because again, it functions as a protective type of measure. Chutz ve'ole gefanim shem l'rufua. Leaves from gefanim, they're merapa. Okay, ve'in noisim gemi ala maka shum merapa. And similarly, Gemi, which is some type of, I still haven't figured out what it is exactly. Some type of very, very pliable type of a reed. Gemi, so that also is Merapa. Ein Tes. Chutz Mi'al Gefanim, Mishmur Behudim, Shar Olim, Hayaduim, Shem Merapim. Any types of leaves, which there's, it's known that they have medicinal value, so you can't use them. Gemi, ayin, yirab, the mesadah, the ain chilik, begemi, bein lach, beyobesh. There's a difference in whether it's wet or dry, bechem, mash, bebir, gra, ayin, shom, ayin, beshabbos, kuftes. It should be kufi, beis, berashi, the rasso, shokul, the mash, shom, the gemi, yobesh, muksa, nami, havi. So there might be a muksa issue. Aduch alarm, the hach, marish, hekin, lakaf, me, bedyam, filioch, is also. So the issue of muksa, you will say that the person has designated before Shabbos. So that'll take care of the muksa problem, but it'll still be usher because of the poor. Okay. Chaf hey. So you can't put a bandage. You can't put a bandage on which has medicinal properties on Shabbos. If it's different before Shabbos and it comes off, what about putting it back? What's the status of that? So this bandage which came off, but it's a bandage which you would saturate with some type of a medicine. So it wasn't just protective, But it was also, as like in the case before, where you're basically just putting a piece of gauze to protect it; it shouldn't get scratched, etc. But rather, it was actually it would be a refuah issue. It would be merapa. So, and now it fell off, and it fell off onto the grounds. Lo yachzibeno, so you can't put it back out on Shabbos. Nafla gabi kli. But if, however, it came off, but not onto the ground, it only came back onto, it only fell onto a kli. So that you're allowed to put it back, yachzibeno. Valyadei en yuri mutala nicha filo bitchilo. But you can have a goy put it on, even the chachilo.
What's that mean?
You didn't have the bandage from before Shabbos. You're putting on this bandage for the first time. Again, it's a bandage with like a plaster. It has medicine in it. So you want to put this bandage with the medicine in on Shabbos. You can have the guy do that. Mr. Brewer is going to limit that. He has to have some level of. The Isra of Refuah doesn't come with it because the goy does it. The Isra of Refuah is not the action. It's the whole idea of having the medicine on your body, putting on the medicine. So the fact that the goy makes the application wouldn't make it mutter. So how does this help that the goy is doing it? So Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with that. Hagah, mutter loymer leini Yehudi lausis retia alamaka uichabura. You can ask the goy to make the ratiyah. But if you want to add on this type of ash which has ability to heal, so the Jew can't do that. You have to have the goy do that. Okay, so you can't put it back on. So what are we worried about? So the Mishnah Berurah Shema Yibareach. So once it came off, if it had like a layer of cream on it of the medicine, so you might go and smooth that out to put it back on. It should be uniform in order to fill in the gaps which are there. So smoothing out that material is malach of the raisa, mishum shehu b'chalam mamachik. It goes under the malach of mamachik, smoothing something out. Mishum shchik samanim leka lemigzer kiim shal yomayas malad aluye. So Zot Mishnah Berurah, we're not dealing with the problem of refuah because it was there from beforehand, so that's not an issue.
Refuah,
right? But there is a problem over here of the gzeira of otum mimareach. You're going to do meruach. That's what we're worried about. Okay, so if it falls onto the ground, you can't put it back on. But if it falls onto the kli, yachziren. It does not fall all the way to the ground, but rather just falls onto a kli. You can put it back on. It's like, let's say it moved out of place on your body. The ravade mutalach zira al makayma. Putting it back in place is not osur. So the similar over here. Even though it came off of the body, we give it the same status. Now, when you put it back out on Shabbos, lo yagdena b'Shabbos b'kesher shel kayamo, you can't tie it back on. You're going to tie it on with a knot. There might be kesher shel kayamo, but rather elbani, but you should use a bow. Now, so the Mishnah calls it b'shenof l'ritiyah me'atzma. It fell off, and you want to put it back on. The person intentionally took it off. Also, you can't put it back on. Some disagree and say, no, even if the person took it off intentionally, he can put it back on.
What?
Yeah. Pei Gimel. Now I'm going to ask the goy to put on the ratiya. So that's mutter. To make a ratiya and put it on. So the Mishnah Berurah Because he felt unwell due to the makah. The hoya rak mechush balma, but just some complaint of pain. We were not matter mir lakum on a block of the rice of making a ratiya for the purpose of a person who just has a mechush. So talking about the madrigal over here was it was significant enough that you can ask a goy to do it. So the goy is going to be making the ratiya for you on Shabbos. So that's he's going to do the malacha of a machik, do malacha the rice. So we said malacha the rice is mutter for the tzarcha b'chayla.
But it doesn't sound like he means a real chulash in vosakana. It sounds like he means...
No, you're only sakana for that.
I'm even shame vosakana. It's not even a chulash in vosakana, it sounds like. Just like some level of chulash, right? It's not the same as like. There's some level of chulash. More than mechush. It seems like there's no intermediate...
Level. Well, there is intermediate madrega, but that... A mechush ba'alma, you can't ask a guy to do anything.
Right.
If he's a ksas kaila, you can ask a guy to do with rabbanon. Shus mokim tsar is mutter. If he's a chulash... If not for the Mishka, you can ask the guy to do it with the Raisa. And the Yeshua Sakana, you still can do it. That's the four Madregas that we're dealing with. The way the Mishabur is presenting it before, that we were dealing over here with the Mishabur presented before, the Meruach al Gabwal, the Hakagumas is the Allah of the Raisa. So when he's saying over here that you can ask the guy to do it, so it would seem to me that we're talking about a case. That it's a full bona fide chayli over here. Otherwise, you couldn't do the raisa.
It says shema yimareach. It's not like definitely they can do the raisa. He said.
No, over there the problem is where we can't. I can't put it back on because I'm afraid the person will come to do meruach. If he does meruach, it's the raisa.
Right, when you ask the guy to do, you're not asking to do the raisa. You're asking to put it back on. If he does the raisa,
no. The most case, you're allowed to make a chachila.
Right, but I'm not l'chadchila telling him to do meruach. I'm asking l'chadchila to put the bandage on. If he comes to do meruach, he comes to do meruach.
Stop. When you originally make the bandage, you have to spread out this cream. That's going to be vada meruach.
I think squeeze it on without being very careful and spreading it evenly.
That's not how they did it. They would put it. They put it on the plaster. The plaster. The chashash over here, the reason why we say it's only chashash is once it's already on the plaster when it comes off, so it's all lumpy around, you might spread it out. But when you're asking to do the chachila, you're asking him to do a straight malacha. Mutalas is retia, Ritzalermer. Avagav, the seas retia, who malacha the rice is shamamachik, filhachimutah yere nehudi. So the Mishnah was in a mutter kim kishachol al kol gufa yirei hamaka kileba sif yizayin b'hago or yishay sakana zever yirak mixes chorla in a mutter lasas malach deraisa yirei nehudi. So the case has to be that we're dealing with and the Caesar tia was a deraisa. So the case has to be that there's a bona fide chorla over here. Yeah, I don't know how else to read it. And the lashon of the Shabbat before ksas chayla is funny. I agree with that. That's definitely a misleading language. It should be much stronger than that. I don't know. Pehei, well, so litain, but you can't put on efer makla. After urak yisad rabbanon. So putting on the efer makla is yisad rabbanon. So, you still can't do it. Come on, you still also below shina. The only way we mutter for a tzara chayla for you still do it would be the rabbanon with the shina we had before. That's what came out. If there's no sakana zaver, the only way it's mutter for a Yisrael could do a the rabbanon with a shina when there's no sakana zaver. According to the third opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Shulchan Aruch said that was the Iker Shita, the Yisrael cannot do it himself unless he does it even to the Rabbanon, unless he does it with the Shinui. So, but the Goy could do it. kavav. Megala ksas ritia. So you need to clean out the wound a little bit, but taking off the bandage creates this problem. So what can you do? So you can be megala ksas ritia. You can open up a little, peel back slightly. And you'll clean that part of the wound, and then you put that back down. Then you move to the next corner, and you open up that area, and you clean off the wound over there. But you can't smooth out the ritia, because that'll be a problem of mimareach. There's no mishabur on this. Once it's already healed, so that the purpose of the bandage now is just to protect it, so therefore you're allowed to put it on. Mishabura Pevav Kimishamra. Well, Khashin and Shamra Shivla de Shikha Samamonim, Umiruach, Shana Bol, Kokak, Akhajan Israpa. Well, but you want to put on some lotion to make it soften, etc. Yeah, but you know, if you have it, you'll do it. If you don't have it, you won't do it. That people are gonna like get so focused on trying to accomplish X, they're gonna forget that it's Shabbos and do their favorite. It's only because there's a pressure because of the illness or because of the pain, etc. But if there's nothing really pushing him, it's not the end of the world. It's not so bad. So you can say, yeah, this. We're not going to do that situation. Okay, Chav Ches. Hamabashkin b'Shabbos. The person has a boil and he wants to puncture the boil to burst it. So you could have two potential kavanas. One is just you want to make an aperture which will allow the liquid inside, the pus inside, to run out. That's all you want to accomplish. Or alternatively, you want to make an opening that you're going to be able to use to inject medicine through into the boil. The boil is and address the infection. So if your goal is kedel harcha pia maka kedel shal reifim oisim, they're going to do it in such a way that they're trying to make it a little bit open, larger opening, so they can put medicine etc. inside. The way the doctors do it, shemis kam refuah laharchi pia maka. So part of the refuah process, they have to create the opening. So reza chayim mshumaka patish zuhi malachos harofe. This is the ram. This goes under the malacha amaka patish. The more says the concept of binyan, and these type of things apply to the body of a human being. So Pasha, this is the right. So raise a chai, mishumaka patish. You've now created a new entity, a new functioning entity, which wasn't here beforehand, an access point into the person's body. But but if your whole intent just was to allow out the pus to come out, so normally I would go into the normally the assumption is that would go under the umbrella of malacha shenetzicha legufa, which would be asur mirabbanan. So it's all over here because of the pain, we're matter it.
What's the fisa?
So to Mr. Bura, you break it open. See, if your goal is to take out this the lecha, so that's mutter. Lecha menu chashish im tachzer batista miyad. He doesn't care that whether the opening that he made should remain open or not. In other words, he doesn't have a plan to afterwards get it out and then put in some antibiotic ointment to prevent it from coming back. He just wants to get the stuff out. He doesn't care afterwards whatever happens to it. So that's the case, which is mutter. But Tavlas is all any hood. If you have an option of having a goy do it, so you should have a goy do it. Mutter lital kurtz b'machat. So the Mishnah Berurah, somewhat of a similar type of case, I'm going to puncture into my skin to get out a splinter. So I can use the needle to sort of dig the splinter out, and that's mutter. You should be careful not to cause the individual to bleed. Dabar chabura, because that's making a chabura, after whom we calculate, even though it's not beneficial. Kamakam Vasar Hulakulyama by Makalkal is not mutter. So Makalkal Bakabura is at least Asr. After Bishkin Hitiru Isidurbana Mishum Sara Kilakame. So we'll argue in the case of Shkin we're giving Mat this Isidurbanan because of Tsar, so we matter here also because of Tsar. Over there, that you don't have another option. Here you have another option. You could be careful and take the kurtz out without causing bleeding. So you're able to do that. You go to the Hatzimen or Halechum, Petes. Filim yesh dam gam kein shama imalecha, and even if there's blood mixed in, kamokum is mutter. I'm sorry, mutter the oisah dam imalecha she konus sham ein v'mishum lechabura v'rak yizor shelo yitcha kamaka lohitzi dam mechadesh. So the whatever is found inside of the boil has already been detached, moved out of the body into this place over here. That's not called making a chabura of bleeding when you open up the boil and that pit, the pus and the blood comes out. If you press on it, you're going to cause new blood to come out, which that's already a different problem. And that's ulcer. Sadi. Sereza Mutter. Sakti Mishmur Vavagav. But you made an opening which could be used, which we said if your intent is for the opening, it's chayiv. Yeah, malacha shen tzirich legufa hi v'havi d'rabbanan v'mokim tzar l'gazu. So this is malacha d'rabbanan because only it's malacha shen tzirich legufa. So chazal weren't like goes v'mokim tzar. That's the pshutay of this din. Now. The problem is the Rambam passes Malachas and Shigal Gufa is Chayiv. This is the din in the Gemara, which is Paskin the Lachal Maisa, and the Rambam Paskins it. So how could the Rambam Paskin, and this is Mutter, if the whole Heter was Mita Raisa, it's Mutter, because it's the Malachas and Shigal Gufa. Chazal asked Mita Bonan, Malachim Tzar, they didn't answer. But if you hold Malachas and Shigal Gufa is Chayiv, you're done with this at the Raisa over here, Lachar. So how in the world, why should this be Mutter? I'm opening it, making the Pesach. Not for the Pesach, but for something else. That's the Malachos Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. Definition in Halacha of a Pesach is it's made L'Hachlis L'Hoitzi. We had that before in the Shein Yadalit. So the definition of making a Pesach is L'Hachlis L'Hoitzi. So if I make this opening to get the pus out and then put medicine in, or vice versa, so it's L'Hachlis L'Hoitzi. If it's just made to remove, that's not the right. So, but according to the Rambam, we have how does it work? So, why is this case mutter? So, the malacha over here is makapatish. In pulling the malacha and makapatish, malacha and it's lagufa is going to be more complicated, you know, less common, because it's only considered that you've completed something if it has a function. If it doesn't have any function, so it's not considered completing anything. So just making a hole which the pus could come out, even though potentially it could also go in, but I have no intent to use it for that. So I didn't really make something of a function. So it's not called malacha. It's well, you've finished the process of making the malacha. Well, I haven't finished the process because I'm not planning to use it for that. So it's not. It doesn't have a shame, gemar, malacha on it. Okay. Fine. Okay, now the next scenario, I do not necessarily understand the medical case, exactly what it's about. So let's leave it for the Bez Hashem for Monday night. So maybe by then I'll try to see if I can find somebody who talks about it, because I never understood.